This week, all of the talk is of a big giant stimulus package, now totaling almost $900 billion. But one economics professor at the University of Missouri says it's the little things that stimulate an economy. In fact, it's thousands of little things. Here's MU economics professor Joseph Haslag.
There's a lot of talk about President Barack Obama's stimulus package. Some say this is exactly what we need to boost the economy. But what we don't hear about is whether this kind of spending will work. A portion of the stimulus goes into your pocket as a tax cut or as a check delivered to your door. You can spend more on your favorite products, giving those companies a need for more resources like employees and machines. Those employees get paid, and then they demand more goods and services, and the companies supplying those goods and services will hire more workers, and so on and so on and so on. Does the story end there? Of course not. The stimulus is supported by higher taxes. As taxes rise, your neighbors will buy fewer goods and services. The companies that they would have bought from won't need as many workers, and those workers will be making less money and buying fewer items, and so on and so on and so on. What I have described for you is the economics law of conservation. The government cannot stimulate the economy by shifting aggregate demand out once we realize that taxes must rise along with spending. Output is neither created nor destroyed, and the country is right back where it started from. The bottom line, the stimulus package is an income redistribution scheme. It is not an income expansion scheme. With the economics of the stimulus package laid out, the political will to improve Missouri's future will be tested. Rather than take advantage of the federal stimulus package and maximize the amount spent, I submit that Governor Nixon think about roads, bridges, the state's electric grid, and broadband lines. With better infrastructure, our work effort is more productive, our playtime more robust, and our overall happiness is raised. Infrastructure projects will not raise our standard of living immediately. In fact, it may take a few years, but these projects will maximize Missouri's productivity. Governor Nixon should carefully identify which infrastructure projects are critical to the state's economy. With the improved infrastructure, Missouri workers will produce more and enjoy a higher standard of living. If a stimulus bill is passed, the wisest current action will yield the highest future returns. Let me leave you with a final note of optimism. The U.S. economy will survive with or without a stimulus package. Know that people will come up with ideas that yield faster growth in the market. There are unemployed people who are trying to build a better mousetrap. There are researchers making advances that have commercial value. There are employed workers developing new techniques to make their company more efficient. Thousands of little things are the source of economic development. It will take some time for balance sheets to heal, debt to diminish, and productivity to grow, but it will happen. Citizens should refrain from idly waiting for the illusory salvation of the stimulus package.